This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2025-26 reflects the government's commitment to fulfilling the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. In his post-budget message, the Prime Minister said this budget is an important milestone in India's development journey. Mr. Modi said that this budget fulfills the dreams of every Indian. He called the budget a force multiplier, adding that it will enhance savings, investment, consumption and boost up growth in the country.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. यह बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. यह बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो सेड दैट द बजट विल ग्रेटली बेनिफिट द मिडिल क्लास ऑफ द कंट्री एज द इनकम अप टू 12 लाख रुपीज हैज बीन एग्जेम्प्टेड.
अब इस बजट में 12 लाख रुपए तक की आय को टैक्स से मुक्त कर दिया गया है. सभी आय वर्ग के लोगों के लिए टैक्स में भी कमी की गई है. इसका बहुत बड़ा फायदा हमारे मिडिल क्लास को, नौकरी पेशे करने वाले जिनकी आय बंधी हुई है, ऐसे लोगों को, मिडिल क्लास को इससे बहुत बड़ा लाभ होने वाला है.
He said that it will empower the agriculture sector to give boost to the rural economy.
बजट में किसानों के लिए जो घोषणा हुई है वो कृषि क्षेत्र और समूची ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था में नई क्रांति का आधार बनेगी. पीएम धन धान्य कृषि योजना के तहत 100 जिलों में सिंचाई और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का डेवलपमेंट होगा. किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड की लिमिट 5 लाख तक होने से उन्हें ज्यादा मदद मिलेगी.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget of the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salaried class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in the new regime of taxation. The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The Finance Minister announced that Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana will be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. The loan limit under the modified interest subvention scheme will be enhanced from 3 lakh to 5 lakh rupees for loans taken through the Kisan credit card. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that a new scheme will be launched for 5 lakh women, scheduled caste and scheduled tribes, first-time entrepreneurs. This will provide term loans up to 2 crore rupees through the next 5 years. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the cotton productivity mission announced in the Union Budget 2025 intends to increase not only the productivity of cotton but also its quality. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that for the production of high-quality cotton, efforts will be made to improve fiber processing and infrastructure to promote sustainable natural fiber. He added that the formation of the Makhana Board in Bihar will be helpful to do many works like processing of Makhana. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has reached Mahakumbh Prayagraj to take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath received the Vice President at the airport. 118 member delegations, including heads of missions, spouses of head of missions and diplomats from 77 countries, will also take a holy dip at the Sangam. In hockey, the Hyderabad Tufans will clash with Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers for the Hockey India League title today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.